Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Linishmas Aaron B'Yakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Chov Beis. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings what Rabbi Yochanan brought in the name of Almona, of a widow, who told him that the reason she's not davening in the shul next door to where she lives and she's going to a faraway shul is because of Schar Psiyos, because the fact that she's walking further away gives her a reward for the fact that she's walking to shul and she has a longer walk. The Maharal in the Siva Avoito Perikei says that this idea of Schar Psiyos, walking further away and getting reward for it, that is only applicable to a shul, only when a person goes to a place where he davens. But if a person chooses to keep sukkah, but instead of building a sukkah in his porch, he builds a sukkah one block away, he does not get any reward for the fact that he has schar psiyos walking towards the sukkah. Because only by tefillah, by going to shul, where that's the place where Kodesh Baruch Hu is, that's where you have schar psiyos. Now when you're going towards a mitzvah, I don't care how long it took for a person to get there. The Iker Inyan is the actual doing of the mitzvah. But tefillah, a person is going towards a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and because of that, when you're going towards something, that brings you closer to where you're trying to get to. Much more than when a person is already in a close place, because that doesn't show that he has any chibur, any tshuka, any desire to get closer. But when a person is going towards the closest to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that shows the great desire, the great connection that an Adam has with Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he has schar for that. That's why you have schar psiyos in the shul, but not in the sukkah. The Pachad Yitzchok in Rosh Hashanah Maimer Hei goes on to explain what the Maharal means. Why is tefillah different than sukkah, for example? So he says the difference is like this. By tefillah, accept the fact that we're davening to Hashem. When a person is oymed b'tfilo, he's oymed in front of a king. There is a relationship when we are davening by the fact that right now we're standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a relationship, the fact that we're oymed there. That's in itself a relationship and a connection to Hashem. The kir v'silukim that we have in davening is the fact that we're standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Pachad Yitzchok goes on to say an example. We know that when a person finished davening, until he doesn't step three steps backwards, he is still considered to be oymed b'tfilo. Why he finished the davening? Because the davening is not only the words of the davening, but it's oymed lifnei hamelech. We can add to this something that we brought in previous shiurim. The Pachad Yitzchok does not mention it. The idea that we know that you don't have to have kavono when you say the words of tefillah. But there is a kavana which is required, and that is the kavana that a person is oyim lifnei hamelech. That's a famous Reb Chaim Brisker, really a mashmos of the Mishneh Berurah, that when a person needs to know that he's standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, da lifnei mi ata oyim, that kavana you need to have. One who does not know that he's oyim lifnei hamelech, that tefillah does not work. You don't have to have kavana of every word you're saying, but there is the idea of oyim lifnei hamelech. It's the actual relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A regular mitzvah, the asiyas a mitzvah, that's the ikar. There's no concept of oyim lifnei hamelech when you're doing a mitzvah. So says the Pachad Yitzchok, that's the idea. When a person is going towards shul, towards davening, he's going towards the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except the fact he's going to say the words of davening. But he's going towards being close to Hashem. That going towards, when a person shows his desire by the fact that he's putting more effort to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come to that Kirvus Elohim, for that the person gets Schar Psiyos. Going to davening is going towards closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the more you go, the more reward you get. This just gives us the perspective of what davening is all about. Davening is Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.